G'day, my name's John Barry. I'm an Adobe Ambassador based in Melbourne, Australia. Primarily, I work with just the video production tools, as that is my area of expertise. But I do deal with Photoshop quite a lot as a video editor and motion graphics designer. I do, however, have a secret passion for photography, and I went out and bought myself one of those new Canon 550D DSLR cameras, which records video as well, and it looks awesome. The video is just mind-blowingly yum. This is a photo that I took of myself, self-portrait, the other day, and I've done some treatment to it in order to get it to look like it does. And I just want to kind of show you some of the processes that I went through in order to get it to look the way that it does. First thing I'm going to do is show you what it looked like before I made my adjustments. So let's have a look at the original photo here. Ah! Yuck. Now that's the JPEG that came with the RAW. So I shot in RAW plus JPEG. That's the JPEG. It looks horrible. The fact that I shot it in RAW means that I can go in and actually unexpose a lot of stuff and save a lot of data from the whites and pull a bit more out of the darks and color correct it really nicely and make it look so much more like this, which is quite a lot better. Now overall the grade there looks really nice, the skin tone looks heaps better. This is just red. It just looks really red. I mean, that green in the beanie is just not there, and it's back in this one. Okay, so let's go in and show you how I went and did it. So let's just kill that one that I've made, and let's have a look in CS5. We've got this mini bridge option. I can go in and see the CR2 file, and I'm going to right click and open in Camera Raw. Now I've started doing a lot of the correction in Camera Raw. Okay. Now what I want to do is reset the Camera Raw defaults so we can see this nasty red that we've got here. Now when things are red or a bit too, you know, warm, then you want to add blue in order to make it compensate for that, and that'll bring it back to a more neutral position. If you keep adding blue, it starts looking cooler, and that's just sort of where you live as far as your blues and your yellow oranges go. The other thing is the tint. You want magenta or a bit of green. Now the skin requires a bit of green here, so I'm just going to show you quickly how I've gone about doing this fixing from this one. As shot, it looks pretty bad, pretty red, pretty horrible. So I've gone and tested all the different ones here, and flash is the one that kind of brings it back into a pretty good position to start with. Now from flash, I've now got a color temperature of 5,500. I do want to tweak the tint just a little and bring it into a bit more of a green. Okay, now all of a sudden the skin tone looks quite natural and neutral, and I've actually got a bit of green going on in my beanie. If we check out what we had before as shot, it looked pretty nasty, and now I've got my custom, it's actually not too bad. There's different things you can do in here, such as exposure and recovery and fill light and blacks, and kind of tweak all that stuff in so we can pull that right down and expose that quite a bit under, or we could go right up. I'm just going to go just a little bit under, and then in recovery we're saving the white detail, and in fill light we're boosting the shadows, and then in blacks we're crushing out those shadows again. So I'm just going to tweak it just a little, give it just a little bit more life. There we go, as shot and custom. Okay, before I take this to Photoshop, but I want to show you how you can do things in Camera Raw. We've got quite a lot of tools in here in Camera Raw, one of which is the spot removal. So I'm just going to zoom right on in here and take a good look at that horrible looking zit. I'm going to click on that with the spot removal tool and make sure that its set type is set to heal. I want to bring that radius up a bit, and I'm just going to move the green zone, which is what's being sampled, and just make sure that that looks okay by unticking the shadow overlay, and that looks not too bad. It actually works quite good. Generally, as a rule though, I would suggest that you make the size of what you need to sample pretty much bang on the money for what you know you need to cover. Because if you don't, you could just be taking away a bit too much information. Now, I've got another little blemish there, and that looks pretty good. If I show the overlay, I can move this guy up here and maybe just double check that I'm not removing any of that hair, and that looks pretty good. Now there's some stuff in the nostril, and there's some stuff here with the rim of my glasses, which that I can't actually fix in here, and this I can't really fix with the tools in here either. So we'll go into Photoshop to fix that. So let's open the image and we'll continue doing our work inside of Photoshop CS5. Just close the mini bridge and zoom right on in to the glasses section here. So I'm going to make a new layer, and I'll rename this layer Glasses Fix, and I'm going to use an awesome little tool called the Clone Stamp Tool. I'm going to sample from over here, holding the Alt key, sample some of the skin there. Now as I move over here, I should be getting a little bit of a sample of what it is I've sampled, but because we're on a blank new layer, in order to do that, I need to align my sample not to the current layer. I could go to the one below as well, but I'm going to go to all layers. So now when I do my sample, it's actually sampling what's underneath, or what's running through the whole thing. And I'm just going to, you know, do a bit of cloning in there, and that's actually not too bad. Let's have a quick look. Looks pretty good. I think we might move on and go into the nose here. Now the tool that I want to use in here is pretty much exactly the same, except instead of having a sample and a clone, I want to use the healing, spot healing. Now, I'm going to make sure my brush size is just around about the exact size I need it to be. If I make it too big, it's going to create some problems as far as the content-aware sampling that we're going to be using. Again, we're sampling all layers. So I could make a new one here and call this Nose Fix, and then start sampling away. And as we can see, it's actually sampling pretty good. Just going to be very gentle about it, and if I do make any mistakes like what's going on there, I'm just going to hit Control Z and then Control Alt Z to keep going back. Okay, so I might just run through there like that and back down. Okay, I might tweak that then with a little bit of extra love. Let's just right click and go in Hardness and check that out. It's looking pretty good. My size, I might make that a little, there we go, a little smaller. And just, you know, gently removing this yuckiness out of the way. Okay, that looks pretty good. Now, the only thing is here, I know that I've resampled that bit of my nostril and it actually isn't quite what was there originally, but no one else is going to know. So let's just resample it to the point where everything kind of blends in and looks quite good. Okay, all looks pretty good. There you go. No crazy nose bizzo. So let's have a look. There's the hair. No hair. Glasses, no glasses. All looking pretty good. Now in here, I can do some grading, so I can go in here and get my levels and pull down the curves a bit like that, and that looks not too bad. And then I can go into my greens or my blue and pull that up a bit, or maybe pull it down a bit and make it a bit warmer. And then I might just get the reds and pull the reds down a touch, and now my greens are being affected, so I might go into the greens and pull that down again a bit more, and that's looking not too bad now. Quite happy with that. Okay, so you can see a bit of difference in there, a bit more life. The RGB, I might push my whites up a touch. Okay, and that's looking not too bad overall, I'd say. Now, in order to get, say, my eyes looking a bit better, because my eyes are kind of got a bit darker now too, I'm just going to give them a bit more life. So the quickest way to do that would be to use the lasso tool, and I'm just going to trace around my eye, just loose, and the same with this one, just trace around my eye, loose. Oops, forgot to hold the shift key in order to add to that selection, and make a new adjustment layer by going back to my adjustment list, and I might go into levels. Right, now when I'm in levels, I can then tweak this, and it's just tweaking that selection that I made. It's gone and created a mask based on that selection. Okay, that was a selection I had. And the thing is, the mask itself is a bit harsh, a bit sharp, a bit nasty. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to masks, mask edge, and then we're going to get, well, we're going to get this smart radius working. So what it's going to do is actually take quite a lot of data around from the place. I'm going to erase some of this stuff. You know what, I'll refine that and add a bit more. Yeah, okay, and so I've got this really cool sort of tool in here where I can go in and just redefine things, which is really cool. Okay, and that's all looking not too bad. I might even remove some of that section of my white around my eye. Okay, and I might just refine this one a bit too. Okay, righto. And now I'll contrast this up a bit. So I'll just make the blacks a bit blacker, the whites a bit whiter. I might even shift the edge so I'll make it a bit smaller. Smooth it out. Feather it right up. Okay, I'm happy with the little gaps I got there, and I can check it against white. Looks good. Check it on the layers themselves, which I'm quite happy with now. And yeah, I brought the life back into my eyes without anyone knowing. Okay, so you can see how that bit of detail can be pretty critical. So using masks for your adjustment layers can really help enhance the way a photo looks. There was one other thing that I wanted to show you, the quick selection tool. I'm just going to quickly select all of this area and add that bit in the glasses there, and add this section behind me as well. And that's actually not too bad. Usually grabs a bit too much of my beanie there, but it's actually not too bad. So using that, again, we will make a new adjustment layer to just pull down that background color. So let's go into the curves, and now the curves has got that layer, mask edge, smart radius, and we'll go black and white. So what's white is what gets kept, what's black is what is not affected. Let's just get the smart radius up. We can see quite a bit more detail pop in there. Really, really nice, really powerful. Love it, it's gathering hairs. All the hairs on my chinny chin chin. Might pull that contrast up a bit and just feather it a touch too. And I think we'll leave it there. We'll okay that. And now I've got absolute control over the brightness of what's going on in the background. And then when I go to the adjustments of that layer, I can either pull it all down like so, or I can actually tweak the shading that's going on in there and make that, you know, again, I'm recreating a new mood for that. Pretty cool. Pretty cool. Okay, so that's basically how I went ahead and changed this horrible picture into this relatively nice looking picture. I might just actually pull those curves up a touch. Oh, I might knock that back and I might knock that one up and... Oh, I could sit here and tweak this all day, to be perfectly honest with you. Now, overall, I might say that that value of colouring is probably a bit... And the saturation might be up a bit too much for my liking. Not a problem. Let's go into hue and saturation and just pull that saturation down just a little. Yep. Very happy now. Okay, hope you learned a couple of different things in there. My name's John Barry, Adobe Ambassador based in Melbourne, Australia. This has been Photoshop CS5. I'll catch you around like a rissole. See ya. Ciao for now.